And dramatic delivery of the Maqtal and Matam. We do hope it enhances your Muharram experience this year, and we are always open to suggestions and comments that help us on our collective journey towards fulfilling our duties towards Allah. If you have missed any episode, you can watch it on the Sikkim YouTube channel. Please note that Imam Hussein's followers will be wearing green bands and Yazid's followers red bands. The poem is written by Tahir Adal and performed by Muhammad Walji and Muhammad Latif. And the Marsha is by Ahmed Virji and Nizar Qatari. The Matam is recited by Muntadhar Abid. The Martyrdom of Zuhair ibn al-Qayn. Zuhair ibn al-Qayn had joined the companions of Imam Hussein during his journey towards Kufa. He initially hesitated, but after talking it over with his wife, he joined Imam Hussein. On the day of Ashura, Zuhair was in charge of the right wing of the troop, just as Habib ibn Madahir was in charge of the left wing. As the battle began, the warriors came forward to face each other in single combat. Yasar, the servant of Ziyad bin Abi Sufyan, came out. Facing him was Abdullah bin Umair al-Qalbi. After seeking his lineage, Yasar went on to say how he wanted to face someone who was better known, someone like Zuhair ibn al-Qayn or Habib bin Madahir. Zuhair was one of those who stood in front of Imam Hussein whilst Imam was praying. Soon it was his turn to go and fight. He recited war poetry as he went out, praising Imam Hussein.
Move forward, for you have been guided. You are the one that guides and are rightly guided. Today, you will meet your grandfather, the Prophet of Allah, and Ali and Hassan, with whom Allah is pleased, and the courageous young man with two wings, and the lion of Allah, the martyr who is still alive.
Zuhair is said to have gone out and killed scores of people from the enemy. Eventually, a massive attack was launched against him, and Zuhair was killed. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. The Martyrdom of Ali Akbar.
The Brave. Against the ever-rising sun, an umbrella to the body of those already departed, my arrival was like a flourishing fantasy to his heart. My glistening pupils, the same adorned by the Messenger of God. If Abbas was the shadow of Ali in battle, then I, Ali al-Akbar, was a reflection of Muhammad Holy. From the vibrations of his voice to the tip of his feather-shaped brow, I was an image created to break the already broken heart of my father. Soon time struck and death waited silently. I approached him like a fragile wound waiting to be broken again, my head bowed and my eyes faltering. Between the white of his beard and the slain behind him, bestrewn on the ground like the leaves in the wind, like the prey of the vultures, Father, I request for permission to go and fight against the enemies of Islam. He stood silent, as if words had collapsed against his own breath. His pleading eyes burnt the pits of my already repentant heart, seeking forgiveness. I suddenly grew into his eyes, and he stared at me differently, as if picturing the Messenger of God through my image. I felt his pounding pulse against mine, our hearts singing their last farewells, like the moment his grandfather held him at birth, knowing something so beautiful will be torn by the evil of the world. Like his grandfather, he too was weak in the presence of endless beauty. Silence reigned between us, and my father walked me to my end. The moments yawned and withered in his presence. Swords clashed and spears plunged in, but I was yet to give in until I saw his face once more. Father, the thirst has perished me. This reality has carved his heart even more. As he promised me water at the end of the swords, I battled to the strength of 100 men and ended my life with a cry as thunderous as they come. Abata Adrikni, I cried, and waited like an infant for his father. He dragged what remained of me and placed my head over his lap once again. Weariness wavered through. Visions once clear now blurred. My gushing blood now in sync with his tears, I saw him fading away, replaced by the image of my grandfather as he quenched my thirst eternally.
Imam Hussein's followers continued to go forward until only the family members of Imam Hussein's house remained. The time had come for Imam Hussein to send forward his son, Ali, born of Layla bin Abi Murra, often known as Ali Akbar, to the battlefield. Imam Hussein's eyes filled with tears as he spoke to Ali Akbar.
O Allah, be a witness that I am now sending my son, who bears the most resemblance to your messenger. He is the one at whom we look when we want to remember your messenger.
I am Ali, son of Hussein ibn Ali. I am Ali, son of Hussein ibn Ali. By the Lord of the Kaaba, we are closer to the Prophet than you. We are closer to the Prophet than you. By Allah, a man born of fornication shall not rule over us. He shall not rule over us. I shall strike you down with my sword. I shall strike you down with my sword. A blow for Hashimi. A blow for Qureshi.
Ali Akbar did this several times. Each time the Kufans were afraid to kill him. He fought bravely and intensely and eventually returned to his father.
O father, Al-Atash, I am thirsty.
O my son, please be patient, for it shall not be long before the messenger of Allah will quench your thirst.
Ali resumed the battle and continued to fight. Murra bin Muqid saw him and attacked him by landing a strike which pierced his chest.
O my father, hear my final salutations of peace to you. I can see my grandfather. He is sending his final salutations to you. He says to me, hurry, come to us.
Oh, my son, may Allah curse the people who have killed you. How disgraceful are those who have violated the sanctity of your messenger. Life has no purpose after your departure. O child, you can now rest and leave the grief and miseries of this world, but you have left your father without any helpers.
Zainab, the sister of Imam Hussein, came hurriedly out of the tent crying, "My brother, my nephew." She threw her head on her dead nephew. Imam Hussein raised her head and led her back to the tent and told his young sons,
"Come and carry away your brother."
The youths of Bani Hashim carried the body of Ali Akbar and placed it in front of the tents where the battle was being fought. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. The martyrdom of Qasim ibn al-Hasan.
Chapter 5. The Air. Ink forming letters and words forming tears that once unfolded from under the fingertips of my father. I need not reach the words to understand, for I have understood enough through the eyes of Hussein. Beneath these hidden stars, I declare my uncle a master to me. What is death to me but sweeter than honey, warmer than the embrace of sunlight, and the testimony of the beauty of the night? And my death is molded on the waves of sacrifice. My life, young, but an endless sea in its message. I heard a tremor in his voice and felt a shiver in his embrace. My uncle's sorrowful words have flooded my heart's shore. His eyes, as heavy as clouds today, waiting to spill away. He welcomed me back into his arms, and I remembered your warmth. But what embrace would bury my wounds but the swords? Timeless counted visions soar about in my mind. Images painted pictures of my legacy perfectly, but none could picture leaving my mother behind. What greater parting gift
I could extend to her broken heart than the gift of youthful sacrifice. The far horizon of paradise stretches and merges with the redness. The angels flock and compete to call me by my father's name. In pride, I march forth with armor once adorned by him. I am now ready to fill the many corners of his bleeding heart. Today, Hussein's name will not be the only one sung by angels. Hassan al-Mujtaba will be sung through me and my wounds. This honor that I have been seeking lies in the heart of death. I shall earn it despite my fragile frame and young age. I am the student of Hussein in the art of martyrdom, painting an external image with an eternal message with an endless sea of love. The tide of death comes waning before my eyes, as the moon of Karbala brings you to me tonight. I lay underneath the sky, returning the letter to you, O Father, written with love and sent with the swords and spears. For who am I to sleep eternally like this? For I am the son of the fourth of five purified forms, ready to lay my life for the stand of the fifth. I am the son of the purified, ready to sacrifice for the pure. Death, why do you kneel before me gracefully? For do I remind you of my father, or does my father remind you of me?
Humayd ibn Muslim narrates the story of Qasim.
A young boy came out from the tents of Hussein. He had a young face, like the first sliver of a crescent moon. He was carrying a sword. He was wearing a shirt and sandals, one of which was broken. He went forward into the battlefield and recited.
I am the son of Al-Hasan. If you are unaware, the grandson of the messenger chosen and trusted. This is Hussein, like a captive held in ransom for people whose thirst would not be quenched by the falling rain.
Amr al-Nezdi said,
let me attack this child.
I confronted him and I said, why would you want to do that? Leave him alone. He is only a child. Let the soldiers who surround him finish him off. By Allah, I would not lay a finger on him, even if he would strike me down with his sword.
By Allah, let me attack him.
Qasim ibn al-Hasan was busy fighting the soldiers that surrounded him. Amr ibn al-Azdi snuck up behind him and struck at his head with his sword. Qasim fell from his horse and cried out,
oh, uncle, come to my aid.
Imam Hussein witnessed the scene unfolding. He leapt onto the battlefield like an eagle falling on its prey. He scattered the soldiers and struck a blow on Amr. Amr tried to shield himself and his arm was cut off. Amr cried out to the Kufans for help, and the Kufan cavalry charged in. But instead of helping Amr, they trampled over him. Once this dust has settled, a solitary figure of Imam Hussein was standing next to Qasim. Qasim's heels rubbed onto the ground as his soul departed. Imam Hussein lay his cheeks on his bloodied chest, crying and lamenting.
for the one who will oppose them on the day of judgment will be your messenger. By Allah, it is unbearable that you called out to your uncle for aid and I was unable to come and help you. By Allah, the people who kill my family are many, but the people who help me are few.
Imam Hussein picked Qasim up and went back to the tents. He lay him beside Ali Akbar. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un.